You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, Dr. Dave. Welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Great to be back here with you. Hey, thanks so much. Episode 188. I want to talk to you today about your data plan, your minutes. How many minutes do you have every month? What's your data plan? How many minutes do you have for life? Do you have unlimited? Unlimited data? Well, I'm not talking about your phone. I'm not talking about your device. I'm talking about what you do every day, every month to make your life really good. Let me tell you the stories. I've got a lot of people that I coach, a lot of coaching clients, but one guy in particular, it's like about a 61-year-old guy. Every time I talk to him, he is telling me that, hey, he wishes he could live the kind of life that Dr. Dave lives. And I live such a cool life. I mean, I travel and I've got Sirony now, the RV, and I just do cool stuff. And it sounds like I'm always happy and I'm in a great relationship. He wants to do that kind of stuff, but he just can't really do it for some reason. And I say to him, I say, hey, listen, I'm not going to give any names here, but I say, hey, listen, you can do this. There's nothing I do any different than you, except I'm not afraid to do the things that I want to do. What's holding you back? And his answer is always pretty much, well, I don't know. I know one day I'm going to do this stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're 61 years old right now. For the past 61 years, you have not done what you want to do in life, and one day you're going to do it. You know what that means to me? That means never. That means you're never going to do it. His minutes are running out. We've got a finite number of minutes. I don't care if you're on an unlimited plan. We've got a finite number of minutes till we get old, till we can't do anything anymore. And then what do? You look back and say, oh man, I wish I would have done blank. I wish I would have traveled more. I wish I would have had a better relationship with a loved one. I wish I would have found a better girlfriend, a better spouse. I wish I would have done this, done that. And generally, the reason people don't do these things, well, it's a couple things. It's one of them is laziness. They're just too damn lazy. But probably a bigger reason is fear. Fear of what's going to happen if I do that. What's going to happen if I take 3 days off of work and travel a little bit? What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen if I ditch my girlfriend who's horrible? I'm just making this up, but what's going to happen if I ditch my girlfriend who's horrible and try to find somebody that's a lot more compatible with me? Well, of course, there's fear because you never know. And some people are just very comfortable staying in the relationship they're in now. Even if it sucks, they're more comfortable staying in it. They're more comfortable staying at a job or doing a line of work that they're not crazy about. They're more comfortable just staying in the area and not traveling the country or traveling the world like they've always dreamed of, and like they envy other people doing that, but they don't do it because they just figure they'll do it one day. And guess what? Your minutes are limited. I don't care what kind of a data plan you have. Your minutes are not going to roll over. They're not going to roll over. Well, they might roll over into the next life, but that's a whole nother conversation for another time. We don't really know. But I do know that we have one life that we're living right now. We've got a data plan that is not really unlimited. Although you could look at, okay, I think I've got an unlimited data plan because every day for me is, I'm living the life. I'm living the dream. I'm living the life that I want to live. And every day is a vacation. I mean, I'm human and I've got problems and things happen. Of course. But it pretty much, I can't tell the difference between my work and my play because I really love what I do. And when I travel and when I play, I do my work also. So it all kind of like melds into one thing. I really am living the dream. And I got that living the dream thing from my coach. Yeah, I've got a coach. I really believe in having a coach that kind of can see things from a different angle and kind of help you out and can say things that maybe other people would never even say to you. So yeah, I pay somebody to be my coach. And I remember one day, it was a few months ago, we got on one of our scheduled calls like we do every week, and I said, "How's it going?" And he said, "Living the dream." And I loved it. And I just thought at first, that's a little bit, is it arrogant? No, it's not. He's admitting that he's living his life the way he wants to live it. It's a dream. So when people ask me how I'm doing these days, I've been saying living the dream. And it kind of sounds pretty cool. And it kind of reinforces the fact that, yeah, I am living a dream because I made it happen. I made it happen. I have goals. I've had goals that I've reached. I'm not afraid to try things. I'm not afraid to travel. I was not afraid to leave a relationship that I was in for 23 years because I knew it was not working. I was not afraid to do it. Hey, my friend, what do you want to do that you're not doing now? And what's holding you back? I want to ask you to do me a favor, or do yourself a favor. Make yourself a list. Write down. Let's make it easy. Write down two things. You don't have to do it right now as I'm speaking to you, but you can do it tonight. You can do it tomorrow. But I want you to do this. Write down two things that you really have been thinking about doing in your life. It could be something as simple as taking a trip out west, or if you live out west, taking a trip east. Or it could be, it really could be finally having the balls, pardon my language, even if you're a woman, it's, you know what I mean, having the guts, having the balls to leave a toxic relationship. If that's the case, if I don't know if it is or not for you, but write it down. And then write down what's actually stopping you from doing this. The answer is probably going to be complacency or fear. I just don't feel like changing. Well, if you don't feel like changing anything, okay, why are you listening to me? Why are you listening to my show? Just keep living your life the way you've been living it. Because no matter who we are, look, I've got things that I still want to do. So no matter who we are, no matter where you are in your life, I'm telling you, I promise you, there are still things that you want to do that maybe for some reason you're hesitating with. So write these down. 1, 2, 3. It doesn't matter how many. Maybe 2 or 3. Write them down and tell me or tell yourself why you are not able to achieve them, why you're not able to do them, why you're not able to make that change in your life, why you're not able to get there. I want to know why, because if it's money, I don't look at that as an excuse. Now, that doesn't mean you can do it tomorrow if it's going to take a lot of money or money that you don't have right now. But guess what? There are solutions. You find a way to save. You find a way to invest. You find a way to earn more. And you can do it. I promise you. Look, I'm a regular guy. I was not born with a silver spoon. I was not born into a special family. I wasn't a trust fund baby. No, I had nothing. I had nothing at birth. I was never given anything. Oh, the only thing I was given was an education. I admit that. Kill me if you don't like that, but I was given an education. My parents were kind enough and had enough money to pay for my education. But if they weren't, I would have worked my butt really hard through college and professional school. I would have paid for it. I would have done that. But I wasn't given anything. I'm not going to be getting any money at all when my parents pass away. They don't have much. And so everything I've done in my life has been through my doings totally, and nobody else's. Nobody else is responsible for my success, my relationships, my work. Nobody else is responsible except for me. So you're going to do it? Are you going to finally get that data plan, get that data plan going? And your minutes are getting used up. You do not want to wake up when you're 85, when you're 90, when you're 95. You don't want to wake up and say, "What the fuck did I do? I missed my entire life. I was putting things off, and now I'm too old." Please don't do that. No matter how old you are right now, I want you to do it. I want you to be able to say, if we ever speak, I hope we speak soon. If we ever speak, I want you to say, Dave, live in the dream. I want you to be able to say that. From my heart, I want you to be able to say that. One thing before I leave you. I'm standing outside in Manhattan, outside Penn Station, ready to go back to Maryland. And I just want to, I noticed one thing. And I just want to share this with you. I don't think you're in this situation, but if you are, I want to try to give you my opinion on something. Smoking is a really dirty, nasty, filthy, stinking habit. And I'm out. The reason I'm saying that now is I'm outside of Penn Station. And guess what? That's where the smokers go, because you're not allowed to smoke inside, of course. So that's where all the smokers go. And they're standing out here and they're smoking their cigarettes and they are, and they're vaping and they're doing whatever they're doing. And it just smells awful. It's toxic. It's poison. It stinks. It's not sexy. It's harmful. It will kill you. I'm asking you, please, if for some reason you smoke or you have a loved one or somebody that you know that smokes, please, from Dr. Dave, please do whatever you can to either you stop or your friend or your loved one. Please help them. I was walking in Manhattan a little while ago, and I was passing this very, very attractive woman, young woman. She's probably, I don't know, I'm just totally taking a guess, probably 25 years old. And I just, you know, look, you look at people and you can tell whether, you know, you think they look really good. And this woman looked really good and looked like a nice person. And, you know, but then she pulled a cigarette out from her purse and lit it up. And I got to tell you something, it just changed my entire perspective and opinion. I personally just can't understand why anybody would ever want to do that to themselves. I don't get it. If you have an answer for me, if you can let me know, please message me, please call me, please email me, whatever. You know how to get me. It's all over the internet. You know how to reach me. You can start with rundrdave@gmail.com, rundrdave. RunDrDave@gmail.com. You can start there. But I'm just watching these people out here smoking and lighting up for one another. And just, it's like a whole cult. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. I just don't get it. Hey, thanks for being with me, Dr. Dave. I love you. And I'll see you next time. I will.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.